This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about over the next hour and then the second hour, so over the next 2 hours here, friends, we're going to be talking about basically terrorism. Listen carefully as to what Adolf Hitler rightly said. Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people hard. Harder than a fear of sudden death, Adolf Hitler. I've been going over the last couple days sharing with the American people since September 11th, folks, what happened in your country. No foreign enemy could have dreamed of doing the things that your corrupt government has done in so many different ways and aimed it at you. You are the end aim here. Interestingly enough, I was just watching the Snowden movement, Edward Snowden, who used to work for the NSA. And you remember some time back when the government, the United States government, and of course I'm speaking of corruption here, but it was interesting to note that when the United States government came out and said that they weren't spying on the American people, here comes Edward Snowden. Now, taking him for face value, that's the premise in which I'm speaking of, okay, friends? Taking him for face value. And interestingly enough, he comes out shortly thereafter and exposes the government for lying. And it was interesting during the movie, friends, which was more of a documentary than it was anything else, that Oliver Stone that actually took part in producing and directing that movie. It was interesting to note that throughout the duration of the movie, you could see that everything was aimed at the American people at the end of the day. They were just killing off their political opposition in the Middle East. And over here in America, you would see the numbers through Facebook, Twitter, and every other out let known to mankind where we communicate one with another in the United States of America. Well, what they did is they pulled up a screen and showed the numbers of Russia, the Middle East, Europe, and then it came over to the United States of America, and Americans were being monitored by their own government more than they were monitoring any other country. And again, friends, you need to understand what's going on here. So we're going to be hitting 42 instances of officials in government who carried out the attacks or seriously proposed an attack while they admitted to either orally or in writing 42 different incidents where they actually admitted verbally, orally, friends, or in writing as to the crimes that they committed. But keep in mind, during the time that they're committing the crime, the media helps them along the way by basically demonizing anybody that would be telling you the truth concerning the crimes. Well, friends, guess what? We have it here directly out of their own mouths as to who's responsible for the crimes that are committed, all in the name of terror. I also want you to listen carefully, because this was an article that I did some time back called Stopping the Warmongers, the American Politicians. America, you do understand, as Carl Doinitz said, after the Nuremberg trials, friends, May of 1945, after millions were murdered and the country of Germany was destroyed, as well as a good portion of other countries because of the likes of Adolf Hitler, they were the ones that were responsible, the politicians, to get him into power as he killed off his own political opposition, friends. And the first thing he did was attack his own Reichstag, and then he blamed it on the Poles. He incited his people, he provoked his people to go after his political opposition, when in fact the Poles did did absolutely nothing. But listen to what Hermann Göring said. Listen carefully. He said, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. He said, listen carefully, it works the same way in other countries and in any other country. And to prove my point, as I'm laying the premise here, friends, keep in mind, it was the Pentagon that was busted blowing $500 million on fake Al-Qaeda videos, okay? We also know that judge tells states that they must take in Syrian refugees, read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution, and then bring about Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, because judges are to sit during good behavior, not during the act of treason, friends, or aiding and abetting the enemy in any sense of the word. You can also read Article 3, Section 3 concerning treason, and that's what these judges are committing the act of, a bunch of Judases and nothing less, friends. We also know Obama administration proposes plans for Americans to adopt a sponsor Muslim immigration into the United States. And folks, I'm just hitting the tip of the iceberg here. We also know that the former CIA officer said most terrorists are false flag terrorists, in other words, created by the government or created by our own security forces, said this former CIA officer. DHS memo acknowledges the fact that the refugees and their fraud is happening up and down the boards. And by the way, speaking of the DHS, I want you to listen clearly to one of the officers by the name of none other than Captain Hestelo. He was a captain, Terry M. Hestelo. He's a retired Army officer, 30 years of service, forgive me. He said, Obama's DHS intends to kill Americans. He said, I fully intend to address this in a far greater detail within days, but ask yourself, with all the law enforcement available in the United States, who the DHS is preparing to declare war on inside the United States. Now, keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama, after he attacked his own Reichstag, he set up something called the Fatherland. We have something called the Homeland Security, okay? And it took him 6 years to eradicate the Constitution in Germany, and this is exactly what you've allowed this criminal over the last 8 years, along with the help of George W. Bush, to commit and to do concerning your Constitution, and this is why they've been using the atheists, the communists, the homosexuals. Now we're dealing with radical Muslims. But listen again to what Captain Terry M. Hestelo said. Again, Army officer, 30 years of service to you and me, friends. He said, with the massive purchase of almost 3,000 new armored vehicles, MRAPs, and 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, with the associated weapons, who in the U.S. do they intend to kill? He said, short answer, you and me. Anyone they think is standing in their way to impose a new Marxist government, anyone who stands for the United States of America. Now, friends, I do want to say this again. I told you so, and I hate saying I told you so, but I got to tell you, I told you so. I also want to highlight the fact, friends, just yesterday, I had an individual tell me, Bradley, you know, it's the holidays. Let's take a break from all this stuff. And I told him what President Thomas Jefferson rightly said, the third president of the United States of America. He said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. I said, do you think your enemy doesn't know when you're taking a break? Now listen to this carefully. Just last night, Obama rams through $7.4 billion worth of regulations under cover of darkness, but there's more. Folks, this is the content I want you to hear for those that think you just need a break from corruption, because you need to understand criminals are ramming through new regulations at night over the holidays while you and I are unaware as to what's going on. And the Bible tells us that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. America, stay wide awake. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. Did you know that less than one-half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Or you can check us out on Bradley Dean Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook account. You can also jump on to my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour and three quarters, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here as our forefathers did. Do your homework, you'll understand. Again, that's why the two flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Folks, again, before we start rocking this, I want to just kind of highlight the fact that we're talking about the American politicians right now and the war that they are creating. Again, keep in mind, it was actually Karl Dönitz. He was a general admiral who would be a would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler, believe it or not. He said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. But I got to say this, the German people allowed the politicians to bring forth the Nazis to power to start that war. They're the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes, said Karl Dönitz. And it's interesting, let me say that again. He said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. In this country, we are the government because the people that represent we the people, not leaders, representatives, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Isn't it interesting when you leave off your responsibility and you allow your politicians to do the same thing that they did in the past? Well, folks, they've done it time and time again. I mean, ever since I can remember, there's been war every generation. You've allowed politicians to basically take your sons and daughters and to throw them into unconstitutional wars, only to be called by the lakes of the pedophile, Henry Kissinger himself, who sits at every administration since Nixon that I can remember, friends. He was the one that said that our veterans, our military, are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used for foreign policy. That's what he said of your brothers and sisters, dads and moms, uncles and aunts, and cousins and neighbors and friends. And the reason they're doing it is because Congress, which is you, America, you have allowed them to send your sons and your daughters to war. And I want to tell you something right now. This is exactly what's happening here. Politicians are the ones that are responsible, friends. Corrupt politicians are the ones that are responsible for what's going on in this country. They're the ones that are advocating everything that's anti-American. I mean, here, I can give you a prime case in point, friends. We see this constantly, how the righteous are always under attack by corrupt politicians. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, listen carefully. We all know who Dianne Feinstein is, correct? Yeah. And we all know who these politicians are, talking about the same thing simultaneously, friends, in parallel, just on a different branch from the trunk of the tree. Well, isn't it interesting that they're all anti-gunners? Isn't it interesting in a time of terror, your politicians are trying to disarm you and creating bureaucracies to spy on you, America, as they open the floodgates to the illegal immigrants coming into your country today? While you're being entertained, they are flooding into America today, just so you know. But isn't it interesting with all this, just the topic of gun control, to prove my point, with all this gun control talk, how come we haven't heard a single politician say how they plan to take away guns from the criminals and just how they plan to disarm law-abiding citizens? Why is that? Why is it that they want to disarm the law-abiding citizen? Because you know as well as I do, friends, criminals don't apply for permits to own guns. Why is it that politicians are always going after the law-abiding citizen, regardless of what topic it is? And that was just a great point concerning Dianne Feinstein and the anti-gunners across the United States of America that are trying to disarm you since September 11th in a major way. In a major way. Friends, I got to say this, and you got to listen to me carefully. It tells us in the book of Amos, chapter 6, verse 3, you that put far away from dealing with the wicked, listen carefully, you that put far away the evil day, in other words, you that put far away from having to deal with corruption and cause the seed of violence to come near, do you not realize that by you not dealing with corruption in government, friends, you are allowing the seed of violence to come nigh unto you? And it's exactly what I'm saying right here concerning Karl Deunitz. Politicians brought the Nazis to power. No, they didn't. The people in Germany brought the Nazis and allowed the politicians to bring the Nazis to power. Just like you, America, have allowed Barack Hussein Obama to commit the crimes against we, to commit the act of treason, and the Clintons, and the Bushes, and the list goes on, friends. It's the American people that have tolerated it, and at the end of the day, guess what? It will be your sons and daughters that are sent to war. Because you leave off your obligation and duty to deal with these criminals. I mean, and this is just crazy stuff going on here. Again, before I get going here, I want to read this off one more time. Hermann Göring said, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism. Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists, said George W. Bush, right after September 11th. Hermann Göring goes on in exposing the country to danger if you don't deal with their political opposition. He said it works the same way in any country. Wow, that's just crazy. Isn't it interesting how Islam is just a perfect fit in the use of the hand of the globalist? And we can all understand what their message is, friends. Their message is either submit or else. Are you not listening to Islam? As a matter of fact, let me take it here, friends. Just this week, the Clarion Project brought us perhaps the most barbaric ISIS execution video. Have you ever taken the time to watch one of these ISIS execution videos, friends? Have you ever thought to yourself, isn't it not amazing how these videos are conveniently distributed? as well as done professionally with jib arms. And jib arms are those that have the long arm of the camera on them. How they're professionally done. It looks like they're done by someone that actually knows what they're doing. But isn't it interesting how these ISIS videos are done professionally with jib arms and dual cameras? And of course, friends, it would not be complete without sound effects. Yes, have you ever noticed these ISIS execution videos have sound effects? Folks, it's all inclusive. I mean, the message of those who are behind these barbaric acts, namely the New World Order minions, is submit to Islam or else. Has anybody put this together? I mean, on a global scale, this is why these acts of terrorism, again, are condemned, yet oftentimes the terrorists are not condemned as the representatives advance the agenda. Because it works for their end aim. Again, order out of chaos. Read Psalm 9:17. Deuteronomy 28:15 through 67. Hey folks, on April 8th, 2016, Representative for California's 43rd District, Maxine Waters, implied that Americans are bigots for opposing Sharia law. Go online, watch her say it out of her own mouth. Did you also know the Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, time in America, friends, just like Stalin and just like Adolf Hitler, back in 35, friends, Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, Time Magazine's 2015 Person of the Year, was responsible for slapping the German flag and saying, Islam belongs to Germany. Huh. She knows exactly what she is doing by opening the floodgates to the illegal Muslim immigrants, just like Barack Hussein Obama does. I'm humored when people stand back and say, look at how stupid that guy is. Does he have a clue? Doesn't he know what he's doing? Oh, he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. I used to have to tell the conservatives of the day when I went to the RNC 4 years ago, hey, folks, he's not losing, he's winning. It's not like he doesn't know exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. On December 22nd, 2015, it was reported, listen carefully, America, that Germans are concerned now they've lost control of Muslim invaders. But keep in mind, it's the Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, that's opening the floodgates to these people. I shared this week, did you know that in some of these foreign countries in Europe that have accepted everything and advocated everything that God has condemned, you know what they're doing for their women in those prospective countries so they don't get raped by refugees? These poor victims? These Syrian radical Muslims, friends? These plunderers? You know what they're doing? They're making pants for their women to make it harder for these refugees to rape their women. Yes, you heard me right. Oh, and keep in mind, they're already disarmed. So they've been made an open prey by these representatives that are advancing the use of Sharia law into the hands of the New World Order globalists. Folks, Islam in the hands of globalists, this is what's going on. Don't you hear what they're saying? I hear it loud and clear. I'm humored by it, regardless of what the outcome may be. Luke 12:4. It's either submit or else. Who's advancing the agenda, folks? On the 28th, the headline read, Muslim refugees in Germany set a man on fire that was sleeping on a bench in Berlin. And for some reason or another, Angela Merkel is there to defend these Muslim refugees from attacking her own people. Who's advancing the cause, America? I got a question for you.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show across the country on Genesis Communication Networks on Saturdays and the top three during the week. It's taken us about 5 years to get there, but I'll tell you what, we're not doing too bad for a bunch of young punks here, and we appreciate your trust. Folks, we're just simply sticking to the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States of America, and that what that does is repeals, folks, debate. Those that have an opinion contrary to law. Basically, the modern-day professor and the modern-day professed Christians, folks. And keep in mind, it was Jesus that said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt governments, and beware of the leaven of the corrupt church, the Pharisees. And that's exactly what we're staying away from, because what we look at across the boards is America's in trouble because of who they've been listening to, and that's why they're painted into a corner. Folks, they're not giving you bread from heaven. They're giving you their opinion, which is like a wooden blunt sword. We don't need that. We need the sword of the Spirit, which will cut the chains off of men and set them free, because we understand that it's Jesus Christ himself who makes men free. As a matter of fact, when you get a moment, friends, go to 2 Corinthians 3:17 and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about right now. I also want to say, too, any man who says he's an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here. And that is the English language. And that we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is a loyalty to the American people, one nation under God. And don't ever forget that, friends. There's so much to cover here, but I'm going to stick to the topic so I can stick to my word in the process, folks. We're talking about right now how Islam is in the hands of the globalists, and the message they're sending to people globally, friends, is either submit or else. I was just highlighting, folks, and we're seeing this through Barack Hussein Obama himself, entertaining your enemies at every given opportunity. Furthermore, even going to Guantanamo Bay and releasing, I believe it's 168 terrorists, known terrorists, back to the Middle East, only to attack America on another day. And as I said, friends, it was just news yesterday. While you're on your holiday break, just keep in mind you're being invaded right now, literally. You are being invaded right now by illegals on the southern and the northern border. Keep in mind, over in Canada, they are already up to their neck with the Muslims there. Many people believe that Canada will be a staging point for an attack on America when the day is right. And, folks, we can see that's exactly what they're setting the stage for right now through Barack Hussein Obama. As a matter of fact, headline news across the United States right now, friends, is this individual is literally, folks, here, I'll give it to you right now. We're doing live radio on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to give you this headline in just a moment. I'm pulling it back up. I just seen this morning, and it was exactly what we were talking about over the week. Obama setting the world on fire on the way out the door. Of course he is, because he is a son of Belial, and he is nothing short of a son of Belial, son of Satan. You can see that through the likes of Saul Alinsky, who accredited Lucifer for his book Rules for Radical, and we also know that the Clintons and both Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama are disciples of Saul Alinsky, so you can see who their daddy is. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? No, it doesn't. I was just highlighting, friends, that Angela Merkel, Time Magazine 2015 Person of the Year in the United States of America, she was the one responsible for slapping the German flag and saying Islam belongs to Germany. And you also know that she was the one that said, while opening the floodgates to illegal Muslim immigrants, she was the one responsible for saying, wait a second, refugees hadn't brought terrorism to Germany. Friends, she's right. She didn't. She's right when she said that. She said, refugees had not brought terrorism to Germany. And I said, she's right. And I want to add to that, friends, she did. It's not the people in Germany. The people in Germany are protesting. Why is it Angela Merkel is protecting the Muslims that are attacking her people in Germany? And I just shared with you during the last segment, friends, they're making pants now, so it's harder for these illegals to come in and rape their women. Listen to what I'm telling you, men in America. Is this going to fly on your clock? Because I'm sick and tired of talking about it. Making a pair of pants for their women in Germany because their, folks, chancellor is opening the floodgates to the Muslim refugees that are raping her own women. And she's protecting them and slapping her own flag down, saying that Islam, Germany belongs to Islam. Islam belongs to Germany. I'm sorry. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. Folks, the refugee crisis is an Islamic invasion, just so you understand this. Nothing new under the sun. And then I told you, friends, on December 22nd, just last week, Germans are concerned they've lost their control over the Muslim invaders. They're calling them invaders, friends. Of course they are. And on the 28th, a red line, basically a headline read, Muslim refugees set on fire, man sleeping on bench in Berlin. But here comes Angela Merkel to protect the Muslim refugees that are attacking her own people, even the poor. But keep in mind, A.N. Hirsi Ali said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means. What am I talking about? Islam is being used in the hands of the globalists on a global scale, and they are saying, America, either submit or else. That's exactly what is happening. Now, remember, it was the foreign agent who's been aiding and abetting ISIS in the People's White House. His name is Barack Hussein Obama, who said, the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet Islam. Whoa, wait a second. Hang on a second, America. The bridge is coming. The correlation is coming. Headline news, December 27th, just last week, 2016, refugee admissions surge 86% year-on-year ahead of Trump inauguration. Obama rushes Muslim refugees into United States. America, 8 years ago. 8 years ago. And it's funny because I go online and I see how these leftist criminal organizations, they attack the things that I say. And I look at the headlines and what they say, and I think, okay, that's fine, just give it a little time, we'll see if it comes to pass. And then it comes to pass, but what's interesting, it's still posted that they thought what I was saying was way out there, now it's come to pass, and now they're trying to fix. Stupid. And they can't do that. See, this is what's so awesome about prophetic people, friends. They got an idea, they know in part, and they prophesy in part, they can see through a glass dimly. Friends, as to the things that are coming down the line. And they call them people just like Jeremiah and Ezekiel and the prophets of old and the prophets of today. They're crazy. Look what they're saying. They're conspiracy theorists. Yet Scripture tells us in Jeremiah 11:9 that the conspiracies are for real. And those that are calling the conspirators theorists, folks, the people that are calling the conspirators for what they are, it's the media calling them theorists. And now, 50 years later, you're figuring out what's going on, America. What you were told 50 years ago was a theory is now a fact. That is the gift of prophecy. And you have a whole mess of people in this country, folks, on the underground that are willing to tell you only if you're willing to hear it. And regardless if you hear it or not, you reject it to your own demise. You accept it for your own preservation. It's your call. Either you live for the blood or you're going to be condemned by the blood. But folks, what am I talking about right now? I told you, I shared with you from this radio broadcast for the last 10 years what this was about. They need the illegals in the United States of America, friends, because they don't have the support here. And I told you for years, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama is attempting to incite domestic insurrection. And if you think that's something new, you're sadly mistaken, because when you read the Declaration of Independence, King George did the same thing to our forefathers. Why is he so busy, folks? Why is he so busy rushing all of these illegals into America? Right before Donald Trump's inauguration. Now, I'm not going to go down that road because I ain't drinking the Kool-Aid, friends. Action speaks louder than words, and we'll see what comes down the line. We got about a 50-50 with Trump right now, and we'll see what comes up. Oh, hey, by the way, did you know that John Brenner, Stooge John Brenner, he's the head of the CIA, did you know that he is a convert to Islam? See, what I'm talking about here, friends, is how Islam is being used as the political tool to conquest, friends, by domination, by any means necessary. A.N. Hirsi Ali said this. Why is Barack Hussein Obama ramming through $7.4 billion worth of regulations under cover of darkness? Why are DHS agents telling the American people this isn't about foreign agencies? Why are they, the DHS, busing illegals into the United States of America? I thought it was their purpose to stop them, to prevent, to enforce the law, to enforce border control law, friends, concerning enemies. As a matter of fact, hey, friends, you know what's interesting? You should see there's a list of laws that if you violate, you will get in a lot of trouble if you were to go into Mexico illegally. I don't know if you know that or not. But I guess over here in America, and notice nobody's running across the border to Mexico. They're all coming into America. And why is that? Because criminals in government need them right now. That's why. And I told you, friends, Barack was going to do this. He's not. Folks, he is a foreign agent. Listen to what I'm telling you. He is a foreign agent, and don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget what I'm telling you. Because he is. Only if we would learn from history, friends. Only if we would learn from those that are willing to tell us the truth as to what's going on in this country even today, folks. I've shared with you about how Robin Cook, Intel Services, had said that there is no such thing as Al-Qaeda. It's all created. we see from the likes of Snowden, again, taking it for face value, telling us just the exact opposite of what these criminals in this this administration are telling us. They're telling us the opposite, folks. But again, I've told you since day one, everything Brock says, just look the other way, because that's exactly what he's doing. And guess what, friends? That is exactly what he is doing. And by the way, it's not me that's saying it so much, folks, as I'm telling you straight from the mouths of those that have told us what the deal is. I'm going to come right back with Robin Cook's quote, and we're going to continue on Islam in the hand of globalists.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, telling you folks directly, giving you their quotes, former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence is on record stating, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. Folks, what they're doing is stacking the cards against you today. That's why you're being infiltrated and flooded by illegals coming into the United States of America. Now, I got a question for you, America. Is it the politicians that are doing this, or is it the American people that are saying to the politicians, no, let them in? Which again only proves my point. Robin Cook said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers. Now notice how I started this out, friends. I started out talking about how these ISIS videos, these execution videos, which are done professionally with jib arms and dual cameras, complete with sound effects, how they're so easily accessible. It's almost like, wait a second, how is it that we're getting, how come these things aren't banned?
But basically Facebook and Twitter and other organizations are called to censor anybody that speaks the truth. And then this criminal in the People's White House calls it fake news. Matter of fact, did you know just yesterday, friends, that the Turkey, that government just called Barack Hussein Obama out for creating ISIS? And we know both Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama have been funding ISIS. This is common knowledge now. But before, when I first brought this up, it was like, Bradley, man, that's a little extreme. I said, yeah, it is extreme. You need to deal with these criminals, don't you? America, you always wait. You're a little slow on the uptake. You wait for the crime to take place before you deal with them, if you deal with them. And this is exactly what it means in the book of Jeremiah when he said, listen, you that put away from dealing with the wicked, you draw nigh the seat of violence. You do. In other words, you're going to pay the price because you don't deal with them. But I mean, just think about what's going on here, friends. You're being told what's going on, and it's like you just want to shut it up. You just want to be like the ostrich that sticks his head in the sand. To your own demise. To your own demise. Cowards. Cowards. That's all, I can't say anything else. What a bunch of cowards. I mean, you all stand behind the military, and you all praise them as you're watching your football game. I mean, America, do you have any shame when it comes to these issues? Seriously. I mean, this is just seconds to none. The world watches America, called to be the light of the world, that they respect so much, and they're trying to figure out why the American people are at football games, watching television. And then you wonder why your enemy is attacking, because you have no fear of God before you anymore, friends, to depart from lawlessness and actually deal. And how many people in this country believe they're going to heaven? Whoa. And they have not the fruit of the Spirit in any sense of the word. Well, rest assured, friends, if you're not moral, you don't belong to God. You can rest assured. You're closer to Judas than you are anything else. Just wanted to let you know that. Here we again have Robin Cook. The truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligent officer knows this. Any informed intelligent officer knows this. But we have the likes of, again, taking him for face value, Julian Assange or Edward Snowden, and they come forward and tell you the opposite. Those that worked inside, that created these programs, that are spying on you, the government tells you just the exact opposite. These guys that actually created these programs come out and tell you that they're being paid to spy on you through your computers, through your phones, whatever the case may be, through drones. And then what happens to state-controlled media? What do? They point the finger of scorn at Edward Snowden and Julian Assange if they are who they say they are. They demonize anybody that would dare call out the government for their corruption. America, you always know who your real friends are. When the media attacks them, you can rest assured they're telling you the truth. When the media praises them, they praise their own. Keep in mind, the world will love his own. When the media is going along with them and protecting them and only saying good things about them, you can rest assured they're there to protect them. They're there to praise the wicked, but to condemn the righteous. Not a good place to put yourself whatsoever. That is literally putting your face against God to see who's going to win. Really? Really, friends? I'll end this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for war against terrorism. The country behind this is the U.S. Folks, just wait until hour two comes up. You're going to understand. You're just going to stand back and say, no, really? No, out of their own mouths. Those that blamed their political opposition as terrorists, they were the ones responsible for creating and perpetuating the crimes. Just wait. I'm going to give you 42 incidents where they admitted the crimes. Getting back to this, I was just highlighting the fact on December 27th, just last week, refugee admissions surge 86% year on year ahead of Trump inauguration. Obama rushes Muslim refugees into the United States of America today. Oh, and again, friends, don't ever think for one moment this criminal doesn't know what he's doing. Read Article 3, Section 3, the United States Constitution. He knows exactly what he's doing. And I want to tell you, as long as you make yourself sheep, keep in mind these little wannabe wolves will devour, and devouring they are. I mean, does it ever cease to amaze anybody in this country that since September 11, 2001, I mean, it hasn't ceased to amaze me the lengths that corruption in American government, along with the useful idiots in the media, have gone to use fear as a tool to oppress and control the American people. But again, listen to what Jim McDermott said, Congressman. He said after 9/11, you can get people to do anything with the fear. The use of fear. Now, of course, he's talking about a diabolical fear, a fear of consequence. If orders are not obeyed, which breaks down to the fear of man, which brings about a snare, rather than the fear of God. Which strong is their confidence? Proverbs 28. Also go to Proverbs 29, verse 25. After September 11, 2001, Condoleezza Rice said, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control they wanted over the people. And keep in mind, Oxford English Dictionary originally defines the word terrorism as government by intimidation. See how that word's been watered down? And of course, friends, don't forget what Henry Kissinger said about those who that reject the New World Order. We played the tape this last week. Terrorists are just people who reject the New World Order. Wow! Hey, folks, have you ever taken the time to see what corruption in your government is deemed a terrorist? They have 72 definitions now the DHS came up with since September 11th. Listen to this. Here's a few examples of the 72. Those that talk about individual freedoms, they're the terrorists. Those that are interested in defeating communism, they're the terrorists. Anyone that opposed to Agenda 21, they're the terrorists, said the DHS under this criminal administration. If they're anti-gay, they're the terrorist. If it's anti-abortion, they're the terrorist. Those concerned about illegal immigration, you're the terrorist. Those that talk about the New World Order in a derogatory manner, you're the terrorist. Those that have a negative view of the United Nations, you're the terrorist. And you ready for this one, friends? Anybody that's anti-Muslim, you're the terrorist. I didn't say that. The DHS said that. Keep in mind that, like that of any tyrannical system, a conspiracy, as I just showed you, always contemplated not merely overcoming current opposition, which they're doing now through Islam, but exterminating elements which could not be reconciled with this philosophy of the state. That's why they're trying to make you an enemy of the state by using the homosexuals to shut down the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, by calling you haters. And I've told you about this for the last 10 years. Now we're here, friends. On December 26th, just to prove my point, just last week, Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent sodomite in the People's White House, signed an illegal called Ministry of Truth bill. The truth, according to their wicked minds, is what they say it is. Read Isaiah 5:20. Folks, when are you going to wake up to what's going on here? Because we've been warned by President James Madison. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into the land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Maybe Americans should take the time to see the history of Islam, which was used to establish Nazism or a new order under Adolf Hitler. Read Hosea 4:6. History also shows us that Hitler worked with the Muslims to do his biddings for him in order to eradicate anyone that would dare stand in his way, or should I say his political opposition. This is exactly what I'm going to be talking about. Out of their own actions, friends, their mouths orally or verbally, friends, or in written script, I'm going to show you that they were the ones creating the terrorism. Or perhaps maybe Americans should take the time to see that Prescott Bush's father, American banker, Wall Street executive, also the treasurer for the First National Capital Campaign of Planned Parenthood. All those Christians. Read Proverbs 6:17. Prescott Bush was also a senator for Connecticut. He was father to George Bush Sr. and grandfather to George W. Bush, who was indicted in 1942 for trading with the enemy act. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. In other words, he was aiding Adolf Hitler. And just keep in mind, America, while this senator Bush was aiding Hitler to his rise to power, 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died fighting against the tyrant. Folks, pay attention to what's going on. Hour two coming up. Looking forward to it. Be right back.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.